Alright, sound check. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
We got today
Lane Bates.
Alright, so first of all, thank you, Lane, for coming out, man. I know you went through some traffic getting here for
man,
sure.
Man, I've not died a couple times on the
damn.
Way.
Damn. I'm just saying. Yo, we got him too, because I was like, damn, is it really that bad? I went out earlier, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty bad. I went during the day, and it was pretty bad. Let's not talk about during the night. So, Lane, who is Lane? How did you get into music? What's the backstory?
Well, I'll tell you, man, I started music about, I was young, I was like 7.
Right.
My dad, my brother, are both like great musicians. I always thought, you know, I'm biased because I like my family.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they needed a drummer,
right.
You know, and I'd sit back there and then I'd mess around and they'd be like, just go ahead and pick up the drumsticks, you know. So I started with that. Later on, I really wanted to play guitar. Like,
right,
to me,
right.
That was just the coolest thing.
Every kid's dream.
Yeah,
at the time.
Like, I was like, man, I'm going to get girls.
That's
I'm
right.
Going
to. Yo, yeah, same thought process.
Yeah.
I never learned, though. That's
no, well, it don't work. It doesn't matter. Cause like, but, man, like, I want to say 12, I asked my dad how to play guitar. Mm. He showed me 3 chords, and he's like, okay, now figure the rest yourself.
Right.
So
YouTube videos,
like, but he like didn't want me to have like his style. He didn't want me to be like another him. So
right. And what's his style specifically, or like roughly?
I can compare him to somebody. He gets compared a lot because you know he's kind of like, I would consider him locally famous in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a wedding or a funeral,
they hit him up.
He's singing.
Which is dope. That's a dope thing, man. That's a good thing.
But he's a lot like Garth Brooks.
Okay.
You know, Garth Brooks was big at a time. You know, his style is a lot like that.
Right.
So, you know, you don't want to learn straight from a teacher. Like, you got to figure it out yourself.
Right.
And that's when mixing.
Right,
and
also it defines you as a musician, as an artist,
yeah.
Definitely, because you come up with your own style and your own, what would I say, your own techniques, in other words.
That's
you
right.
know, yeah, your own techniques. Not every technique works for every person, just like you, Hector. Didn't you, like, don't you go off here sometimes when you play piano?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So,
I played piano for like 5 years in high school.
Oh, really?
So, like, I had trouble with theory in the very beginning. I wasn't good with theory forever. And even, like, at 2 years into learning, like, I just strictly went off, like, YouTube videos. I didn't even, like, bother with sheet music
anymore.
Yeah,
YouTube
right.
saved
so,
me.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
It saved me, but in a way, it hurt me because, like, I didn't continue learning the theory.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, then when I tried to pick it back up after I graduated, like, it was tough because I was like, I don't know what this chord, like, I don't know if an A minor goes with a B. B flat or something like that. You know,
right.
Like
right.
I don't even know what I'm saying sometimes. But
yeah, I can't read a lick of that.
Yeah, no,
it's the ear.
Right. I guess for me, because I played piano for like 2 or 3 years in high school / middle school, and for me it was high school actually. And for me it was like I was very teacher oriented because
mm-hmm.
I only played piano while I was in school,
mm-hmm.
so I was always like oriented with sheet music, and that's how I learned and. But definitely, sometimes it is funner to not use sheet music. You know, just replay the songs that you already know. Just because, I don't know, just it feels less structured. And I'm honestly not a fan of structure at times.
Yeah.
It depends on what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely when it comes to music, structure sometimes is boring. I mean, you can learn a lot from being a structured musician, but you know, it's definitely not fun in the long run.
I think so too. I mean,
right.
like my whole style, I've always like thought of it as like controlled chaos.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't listen to the radio and listen for the next record I'm gonna make. You know,
right.
It's gotta be different.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think with guitar, like
mm-hmm.
I look at people like Stevie Ray or John Mayer. You'll probably know him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like. He knows as much sheet music as you know you could probably get.
Right.
You know, but like he like when he's at a show he just cool. He's almost like a rapper with the guitar, like he's freestyling. Right. Yeah. He'll tell you, like, he don't have a plan, he just going.
Which is crazy. Not many can do that. Not many can do that, which is the crazy part. It's really amazing just watching him when he does do that. Definitely. Yeah. And bro, I know you make music, and actually, you know, talking about music, in fact, you just released a single. Do you want to talk a little bit about the single, what the name is? You know, we're going to do a little special something for you guys today, but I'll leave it for you guys to watch in the later minutes of the episode. But yeah, talk to me.
So I just dropped a single last night called Next Up. If you look me up on Spotify, Apple Music, anything, I don't care where you stream it. Just stream
it. Just consume it.
I'm actually on my Spotify playlists. You go to scroll down and go to my artist playlist. I got something I'm almost more excited about than the song is.
Really?
I got a playlist called Raleigh Boys. Mm-hmm. So it's just me.
Yo, that's catchy. That's catchy.
And it's just everybody from Raleigh that I want to see do well. You know.
That's what's up, man.
Zach Jackson and Les. You know.
Shout out to you guys.
And Cloudy, R.I.P. Cloudy. You know, I got him on there.
Right. Do you know of Leon Gamble and AJ Jimenez by any chance? They're more South Raleigh / the Garner area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't know. Gotcha. Dope ass artists as well. Yeah, for real. I got you. I'll send you the playlist for sure. But
reference, we're recording this on a Friday.
Fresh out. Yeah, definitely. And you said, are you your own engineer usually? Like, do you do everything when it comes to releasing music?
Yeah.
Production.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. I'll be honest. Sometimes I like to have a producer. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to work with them. Because sometimes you'll be making a beat or something, and, like, you listen to it so long, and you lose inspiration.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You kind of don't know what to add to it.
With Next Up, it was just, like, frustrated one day, mad at the world, it seems like, so you just gotta let off some steam, and I don't want to listen to all the 100 beats I've made, you know, so I'll search up YouTube, and I'll pay a producer, and that's what I ended up doing with Next Up, and it was just like, I don't like to write either.
Really?
You know, I can't freestyle, I cannot, but like, I think it's like Juice WRLD. I kind of learned it from one of his interviews. He was like, he just punches in, you know, in and out. Say, you know, you do a verse, you know. I'll be honest with you too, man. I was going to tell you all this. Next up, I had mono and strep throat at the same time.
Oh, shoot.
I can barely talk with a cold, you know what I'm saying?
It took me 3 days, man.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to stop just because it's so fucking cold.
I like the beat, and I was like, I can do something with it. And you get halfway or a quarter of the way through, and you know, you wouldn't have a voice no more. But, you know, you give it a day, and you go back to it. But back to the engineer question, I engineer everything. I got a friend from my hometown, Joey Basel. Shout out Joey. He's got Mechanics Hill Marketing, and you know, he's somebody like when I went to high school. He'd bring me in. He'd be like, "You can watch me mix." That's how I learned to mix, you know. And he mastered it for me. I do all the engineering. I just don't really like people to, like, they'll do a good job, but like I just can't sit back and just let. You know, you can tell them, I want this and I want it to sound like that, but
your ear is your ear.
I'll have ideas at the spur of the moment, you know, and a lot of times when I get stuff back from other engineers, it's just the thought of maybe I could have done better, took more time with it.
So you like to be more controlling of the
things. I like to be controlled, and eventually I'd like to get a team, you know, because I'm sure there's...
Everybody.
Yeah, there's engineers who are way better than me, you know, I don't have... Another reason I get Joey to master it, he's got all the, he's a gearhead, so he's got, like, real compressors and stuff, you know, and, like, the bass and that stuff. I don't know if y'all heard it in the car,
but
I could not get that bass unless without his, like, compressor. The real, like, Burl, dude, all he did when he mastered it was just run it through, and, like, I don't know, man. He didn't even like touch a plug in, it seemed like. He just like ran it through the real hardware, like, you know, they did in, you know, the older days, I guess, you know, 10 years ago, and it helped it out.
That's crazy.
I think so.
I'm gonna have to listen through. To that.
Right, yeah, right, are, right. Yeah, now like one thing also that's kind of nice about when artists, you know, they're their own engineers, is that they really get a touch and a feel for music. A lot of artists definitely nowadays don't have that touch. Like they can't produce, they can't engineer, they can't, you know, they're just not good at, the only good that they're good at is maybe some don't even write their own music. It's just it's just their voice. Mm-hmm. Which is it's
or
cool, but huh?
They have ghostwriters.
Right, ghostwriters.
That's what their name is. No, 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 bro. But
I just think that's an awesome thing, just because you never know what can happen to an artist, especially when they get big, you know. Usually careers aren't usually one big uphill thing. It's more like it's like a frequency wave. And you know, in one of those low points, sometimes, hey, some artists can't afford to get have an engineer, and if they know how to engineer music, then hey, that's a big plus for them, because they're prepared for when, you know, maybe they won't have an engineer right there, which is an awesome thing to have. Just in case someday you're at a low point where you need an engineer, but you don't have one, or you can't afford one, and hey, you already have those skills right there, ready to go, ready to work, which is also like just an awesome thing, for sure. So your artistic name, Lane
Bates.
Is that your real
name? That's my real name.
Okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
But I've tried to do an artistic name. I got like a lot of flack for it. Like, you know, I just came up with something weird, and it was just. Because, like, you know, being an artist,
right?
You don't, it's hard to put yourself out there sometimes, you know. I remember, like, I have a Facebook page, you know, where I'm sharing my music and stuff. And just some of, like, the comments, people, like, I wouldn't know. And I'm just like, man, they playing with my real name.
Right.
You know? So I tried to change it, but then I was like, screw it. Like, if they don't, like, you know, if they got a problem with it, you know, it's cool.
Whatever.
But,
right.
You know, It's at the end of the day, like, if you don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't affect you. Right?
Nobody cares if you act like you didn't see it.
Right. I totally agree.
How long have you been doing
this? So like recording started in high school, of just like wanting to.
Oh, you know, in what genre?
Man, it was a lot of country.
Because
you know, like, my hometown, like, they want me to do country.
Right.
You know, like,
you definitely have the voice and the vibe to it. You definitely have a vibe for country music, for sure.
Well, I mean, I'd love to do it, you know. I hate that we live in such, like, you know, there's people who might call me a culture vulture or whatever.
Right.
Like,
right. You're always gonna receive hate.
But you know, when I go in the studio, I don't have a plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just go off of what I got, you know.
Right.
My style in production, like the beats that I make, you know, is not. I might have a guitar in there.
Right.
But other than that, you know, like, anybody at a recording studio will tell you can't get. Sometimes you just can't get the same sound with the drum set.
Yeah.
Right.
Like drums, like, they just sound flat and dead. Like, all you gotta do is just layer some samples and stuff, and that's my whole. Things, you know?
So when you say that when you make music you just go into the studio, do you mean in terms of when you come out the studio you're gonna have something prepared that's, you know, more country or more pop?
I mean sometimes I've made stuff that are very blended, you know, what I'm saying? Like, if you look at like some of my SoundCloud stuff, it's almost like a Lil Nas X type vibe, you know.
Right.
But then again, like, the country music that I like is the old, like.
Right. That was my next question. Yeah. I was like, do you like the modern stuff or do you like the old stuff?
Yeah, it's the old stuff, man. Like,
and it's true, just because the newer stuff, it just starts sounding like pop. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And the older songs, you know, they just have more of a, well, in my perspective, they have more of a story behind it, which is what I like, because you get different perspectives from different people, and you know, they say, oh, this song meant this to me, and this song, you know, this song meant this to me, which is, you know, a whole different perspective.
Absolutely,
which
yeah.
is the dope part, you know what I mean?
Like that one that was popular last year or 2 years ago, was like popping on my tractor, we can go slow, we can go faster. What was that one?
That's the Jason Aldean song.
Pretty
Big Green Tractor.
Yeah. Would you consider that modern or?
That's on the modern side.
Right.
But there's a lot of guys that are like, I tell you, like, you go look through on Spotify, look at some country playlists, you're going to get the same beat. It's just a kick, snap, kick, snap. I can't stand it.
It's like Hispanic music, bro.
Right, yeah. I definitely feel you on that, because it just, you know, the uniqueness just goes out the door. There's no unique beat, no unique art, you know.
That's part of the reason I started, like, dabbling in, like, hip-hop and pop and stuff. I like R&B, but, like, you know, the thing about, like, the old country, like, if I wanted to do the country that I wanted to do, it's already been done, you know? Like, it's been, it's not the wave, it's not really what people are listening to, which, you know, I'm not saying where you should go where the streams are, you know, you should be true to yourself, but, like, when I, like, think about it, I feel like we're in, like, a renaissance right now. Like,
people can make
music in their...
And whatever.
Like, you know, record in a bathroom and, like, sell a million records, or like 21 Savage was recording in his basement.
Use random sounds too, like the faucet turning on, or like the doorknob turning, stuff like that.
I'm a big sample user too.
Like, you like to use samples because
you know, my whole beat process is really just find a sample, cut it up, and focus on the drums. Because the drums, if you don't have good drums. Mm-hmm. Song's not gonna be.
Dang, it's like that. You gotta
have good drums, and I learned that from, like, Travis Scott. He was saying, like, melody doesn't matter.
Right.
It can be anything. Like, sometimes I just do the drums first, then add whatever, like, you know.
It just depends where you start, honestly, because you can feel different stuff if you start with the melody or the drums. Yeah. But I was gonna ask you too, like, because you brought a little Nas X, so you would consider yourself more like of a genre bender then? Like, trying to bend the genre in a sense?
I think with, like, hip-hop in general, I think hip-hop is, like, has taken from a lot of genres. Like, and the way, like, I kind of had thought about that at first is, like, look at Travis Scott or somebody like him. One, I love autotune.
Right.
I love autotune. People give me flack for that. I love it. Yeah. But, like, the vocal effects that they use distortion, overdrive, reverb, that's guitar effects.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's rock. So, like, I feel like hip hop is just a platform for me to pick apart other genres, you know? It's a lot of freedom, and I like that. Yeah. Country, I don't have enough freedom.
Right.
Like you said, man, like, just stick true to your... to yourself, like you're saying, like,
if you stand to that,
people sense that, you know, it doesn't matter, like, the style of music or genre of music you're going to, there'll always be haters, like we brought up earlier, like, there's always going to be haters who will say some bullshit about whatever you make, but as long as you just stick to your art form and whatever it is that you're making, it'll go somewhere.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I have a question that I kind of have, you're a scholar, definitely. You go to school, just like me. I do this podcast, but I still go to school. So technically, I'm a scholar as well. And we both, you know, we're both content creators at the end of the day that are scholars at the same time. Would you prefer to be a successful scholar or a successful content creator, artistically, musically? Which one would you pick?
That's a great question.
For me, to be honest with you, man, I love software development. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would prefer to be a more successful podcaster.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think I'm on the same boat.
Really?
I mean, because like, I enjoy it. But at the same time, like, I don't know if, like some of the things that come with being successful in that industry is a lot of fame and stuff.
Oh, right.
And, you know, I'm honestly the type I'd like to have, like, a family, you know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Peace, right.
I don't know if I'd want to be a kid my whole life.
Right.
But at the same time, I would choose it over, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, stable life is nice, but, I mean, it sounds cliche, but, like, you live once. Like,
I don't want to be a
statistic. Mm-hmm. I want to be somebody that sticks out.
Right. For me, also, is one thing is I never want to end up, when I retire, I don't want to retire working for somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how you are, but I know, you know, right now, when people are young, yes, you might work for somebody else, you might have a boss, but I definitely don't want to die or retire working for someone. Never do I ever. I want to end up working for myself, and yeah, I mean, that's just kind of like the entrepreneurial mindset that runs in my family's blood, so
What did you mean you don't ever, you don't want to be a kid forever? Is that
what you said, right? Yeah, I feel like a lot of artists, you know, like when, once they make it, you know, it's just hard for them to settle down. And part of it's because it's hard for them to trust people, which I totally get, you know. But
they stick to the same, like, characteristics.
Yeah, you know,
they always try to push the same thing.
They got so much freedom, you know, and which is a goal, you know, you want that freedom, you know.
It's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know if I could handle it, like, you know, because there's a lot of people better than me who haven't handled it well. There's a lot of celebrities we could name, you know, who didn't take it well.
There's a lot of mental abuse when once you get to that level. Definitely, there's a lot of mental abuse.
Even in the small realm, sometimes, but that's when you become your best self. Like, even I'm sure as y'all, like, as a podcast.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
Like, if y'all get, like, scrutinized, that just makes you want to.
Every day of the week, bro. Every day of the week, man. It's been an ongoing thing, you know. It's like people, hey, you know, you still doing that lame-ass podcast. I'm like,
Yeah,
what are you doing? With it.
Exactly.
They got that. Right.
I've had that from my clothing brand.
Mm.
I've had people like doubt it before too, and I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
like, right. Like,
I'm trying. I'm over here trying to do something in my life. Like,
it's called hustle. You know what I mean? I mean, some people, their definition of hustle is hustle for somebody else, make somebody else's business run fluidly, and make somebody else's business better. You know, our form of hustle is, let me make my own shit and try to make it the best possible. Even if I don't make it to the next level, I'm gonna know that I did my best to push this one thing, which, you know, it could be a content creation or, a clothing brand, a brand, you know, whatever, a company, anything.
Honestly, but, dude, for me, it's not even like, you're talking about earlier is like, with that level of, you know, status comes fame. To me, it's not even about being like famous. It's just, you know, I just want to be doing something that I enjoy doing for the rest of my life.
Right,
yeah, and that's why I say, like, I would choose that over like the simple life,
right?
Because I feel like, you know, I was telling y'all earlier before the podcast, like at State, I'm a biology major, you know, but I'm also a business major or minor. Mm-hmm. So it's always been the goal to help people, you know, whether it be physically, but like the music has really been like, you know, you want to make an art that people like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'll tell you what, man, there's been several times where Kid Cudi's been better to me than a doctor has, you know?
Shit. That's deep.
Yo, that's so true. That's the fucking quote.
It's true.
Say that again.
Say it again.
How do I word that? Let's see.
Same way. Keep it authentic.
Let's see. There's been times in my life where Kid Cudi has been more important to me than a doctor. I think that's how I said it.
Let's roll with it, man. That was the quote.
Which is crazy. Yeah, that's the gem of the podcast. It's gonna be like a promo and everything. But no, that's so deep. And honestly, bro, it's so true. Bro.
Yeah,
it is so true. Honestly, man, sometimes I've had, you know, growing up, a lot of my family members told my mom that I needed, you know, therapy. Take him to therapy. He needs therapy. He needs this and that. Yeah, for me. Especially, I'm not gonna call out names. Let's just say it's from people that are in my past generation, an earlier generation in my family line. But they were like, "Take him to therapy." But then I was like, honestly, I didn't even need therapy. I needed music and working out. That, you know, working out has probably done the biggest change to me. I mean, I've been slacking this year.
I'll be honest.
I mean, you know, a little Valverde, but. Working out, music, sports, and this podcast has been like the four things, and real estate, I won't lie, have been the five things that have really, you know, it's improved my life better than, you know, more than going to a therapist or talking to somebody. I'm like, man, fuck talking to somebody, man. Let's get to work, bro. That's honestly something that has been missing in my life, just hustle. You know what I mean? That's my therapy, is hustle. Yours, music. Yeah. Definitely. I agree.
But the hustle, like, comes with that.
Right.
I have a similar story, too, man. Like, I remember, I think it was last year. Mm-hmm. It was, I think, like, whether any creative can have some mental stuff, like,
right, sometimes. Right,
and I, like, I was going through school, you know, not doing as good as I want to in classes, man.
And yeah, that gets stressful.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. You know,
and the anxiety would come in, and like I went to I went to a therapist. And I, it wasn't nothing serious. It was more like a,
talk session,
It was free, you know. So And basically, like when I got there, like I went one time, and you know, the woman could tell like I was kind of like in a sunken place, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, then I had some time to like work on them, cause she told me, don't stop the music, cause I've had people tell me.
Right.
You can't balance it. You can't go to school and you can't record.
That's a good therapist.
And she told me to keep doing it. And yeah, like, and I did. Like, I hit it hard. And like, I came back and I was like, I'm good. Because, you know, because sometimes, man, like, and I tell you, a lot of people who like aren't creating stuff, they got so much downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can't let yourself think so.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if you've ever done this, but sometimes I think back to when I wasn't trying to get into real estate or I wasn't doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, I had a shitload of fucking free time, my guy.
Yeah.
Like, I had so much time. And what would I do? I would watch, you know, Netflix, you know, YouTube, and just binge watch those things for the longest. And then you think about the people who aren't content creating. A lot of them are doing just that, binge watching on their free time. And I'm just like, dude, you know, do something, you know, do something else, do something differently for 1 month, and you'll see how much it changes your life. Trust me.
That's right. Well,
just hustle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to say just content creators too, because I mean, like, like people who like just enjoy like something, just a passion.
Right. That's what I mean. Right.
You don't just have to be making like videos and shit.
Right. You can do something else, like I don't know, go fishing. For me, for a little stage in my life, it was going kayaking. Just like straight up. I remember it was one summer I went almost, it was like two or three times a month. And when I mean going kayaking, I mean like a 6 hour session, you know what I mean?
Oh, dang.
Right. That's kayaking for me. It's like going out for like 6 hours straight kayaking, bro. I remember I was so fit back then, bro. No, I'm not.
You can still hold things with one hand.
Right. Yeah. I didn't used to be able to do that. But yeah, definitely, I was definitely fit. But now, we definitely have a surprise for you guys.
Just a new segment.
Lane, right? A new segment. Lane, you just released this new single, right?
Yeah.
I got you. All right, let's snap on three. 1, 2, 3.
So this is our new segment with Lane Bates, called Lyrical Breakdown, even though I know that there's a segment out there already called Lyrical Breakdown.
Right.
We don't have a definite name for it just yet, but
this is Next Up by Lane Bates. Let's see. We can start from the top. Let's see. My old girl told me that my dreams are really dumb. That's why I claim Raleigh, but that's not where I'm from. That one was the first line that came. Like that. That's what I was like frustrated about. I felt like my hometown hadn't been giving me the love or the, I don't know, like the support that I expected. But Raleigh's always, you know, Raleigh I feel like has my back at the end of the day. So, you know, there's a lot of people back home still might not think, not even that I can make it in the industry, but just like I can't make good music. So,
right. Mm-hmm. Would you say Raleigh is your backbone?
I'd say, like, when somebody asks me my city, that's Raleigh.
That's Raleigh. Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, somebody asked me my home, I still got love for my hometown.
Right, right.
And they are supportive. Tired of this fake love, don't know what it's made of. Think I'd rather spend every single night alone. Better watch the way you talk to me and you can watch your tone. That's just relationship stuff coming out, to be honest.
Right. Really.
You know
what I'm saying? Is there a certain girl?
It's not a specific one, to be honest with you, man. Like, my writing style, it wasn't really written. It was just like, came up, you know, just the thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like 4 or 5 different girls that's just like pissed me off
over the
years. You know, you can pull them, you know, and like I say, I don't mean to diss nobody. And it's not a diss. It's more like just a lot of frustration.
Right.
Things not working out. She said that she loved me, but she didn't really mean it. I can brush it off because I didn't really need her. Like, again, like, it's not about nobody specifically.
Right.
It can pertain to 3 girls,
right?
As far as I'm concerned,
pent up emotions.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. There's, I could say that about several people, and if you think it's about you, maybe.
Then it maybe is.
If the shoe fits,
maybe,
I mean, if the
maybe
shoe
you
fits,
did something to me.
Right.
I'm so sick and tired of the fake love that they're showing me, they're controlling me. That is self-explanatory, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something. I guess where that came from is the day I recorded that song is I'd been told by several people that I won't say who it was and what they said I couldn't do, but, you know, it was just, it was frustrating that I felt like I wasn't in control of my own life.
Right.
And I don't like being put in a box. Especially like getting older, you know, just like it's time for me to just think for myself.
Level up.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where that came from, I think, is just, even when it comes to the music, you know, Lane, you need to do country, stop doing that hip hop. You know, that's my redneck friends from my hometown. I'm gonna do what I want, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, somebody's still gonna listen to it. They say that I'm conceited. Guess that's finally something that I agree with. That's my favorite part of that song. Yeah. That one's deep.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that told a lot of people, you know, I don't care that you think I'm fooling myself. You know,
yeah, right. Yeah. I said world of haters.
I try not to, but like, and I think self-love is important.
Right. Oh, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Like,
yeah.
There's been times where I feel like I didn't love myself. And that's a low point. So
self-love is a big thing, man. You need it. That's the thing.
What's that Kanye song?
That's like, what I was thinking about. Right.
He's like, I love you. I love myself way more than I love you. So let's leave. I thought about killing you. That was the best part of that album. So here's one more.
And we're back again, like magic. But yo, that was a dope ass session for sure. So Lane, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at LaneBates_. Find me on Twitter at just Lane Bates. I got that one early. Yeah.
Awesome.
Try to reach me on Facebook. I probably won't reach you.
That's just true.
You know, MySpace, whatever.
MySpace.
Yeah.
Bruh. Old days.
People don't remember like the OG
days. Right. I remember I had one like when I was like, I don't remember how old I was, but I had one just because my older cousins had one, so I wanted to be like the cool kid or whatever.
Yeah.
But usually at the end of the podcast, we like to leave the Pioneer Nation with a thought, question, quote, whatever. What do you want to leave the people with today, man? You've had a lot of gems, a lot of deep shit. You want to leave them with a deep quote?
Some philosophy here.
Right, some philosophy.
Okay, let's see.
Or you can do like a question to get feedback on something.
Right, that too. Yeah. What do you want to, do the question or thought, Hector?
I'm going to do the thought.
Okay, I'll do the question.
Well, y'all go ahead and go first. I'm going to go
next. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. So, my question for the Pioneer Nation today will be, what's a passion that you have that keeps you saying your therapy? You know, for me, it's this podcast. What's your therapy? What's your passion that serves as a therapy to yourself, your soul, your mind, your vibe? What is it? Drop it down in the comments. What you got, Hector?
My pioneer thought. Stay true to yourself. We talked about this throughout the podcast. Like, no matter what your friends are saying, other people around you are saying, stick to what you know. Stay true to yourself.
Facts.
That's it.
I'm gonna leave them with a quote here.
Okay.
Or more of like philosophy here. And it's gonna be like a little religious.
Okay.
But I believe we're made in God's image and God's a creative God. So whatever you do, don't stop being creative. Don't stop working. Don't stop grinding. Because we're all here to build something. We're all here to put our minds to use. And whenever you stop putting your mind to use, I think that's the beginning of your downfall. So yeah. I'm gonna leave them with get to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one. The gem was just kind of like dropped.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I fucks with it. So, yo, Lane, thank you once again for coming out for sure. I know it was a drive. It had to have been like a 45-minute drive. For sure. Ooh,
it's gonna be rough. I gotta go to work after this, you know. I got the part-time job.
But thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, share, comment, all that good stuff. Remember to follow Lane. Go listen to his single that just came out. His single named
Next Up.
And his name is
Lane Bates.
And Hector is
Hector.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
We'll see you next time.
Adios.
Help out.